The voice of the Cavs, Tim Alcorn, is with us. Hey, Tim, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We are doing great. Normally, when I talk like with Bobby D, he can tell me how many days till opening day for the Guardians. Where are we with the Cavs? Are you crossing those days off as you get closer to preseason and the opening of the 2022-2023 season?
Well, training camp will start 2 weeks from today. Actually, media day will be 2 weeks from yesterday. So we'll get into training camp on Tuesday, September 27th, I believe that will be. And the first preseason game will be October 5th, and the first regular season game in Toronto will be October 19th. So I don't have that actually by day. I may not be up there with Bobby D., but I know the dates.
With the countdown, sure. Well, it's getting, obviously, we're still in September. When you turn the page to October, it'll hit you square in the face because it's when everything begins for the Cavaliers. But things really kind of began in the offseason here with that trade for Donovan Mitchell. Talk about that and how you learned about it and the thoughts behind bringing this three-time All-Star to the Cavaliers.
Well, how I learned about it is a real humorous story quickly to share. I was going to get a vacation in before the season started, and we literally were in the driveway, pulling out of the driveway, getting ready to leave. And I get the alert on my phone that the Cavs have pulled this blockbuster deal. So it was a scramble time. We still made the vacation, but what a deal. What an incredible deal pulled off by Kobe Altman and Cavs general manager Mike Gansey. Just an incredible acquisition for this team, a three-time All-Star who certainly has been in big-time pressure situations. He's played in a lot of postseason basketball, so he brings that to the Cavaliers. He brings scoring, well over 25 points per game throughout his career, so this is really taking the anticipation level of this season and just ratcheting it up another notch.
Tim, last year we had, at times, tall ball. What about this year with the new addition?
Well, you won't see tall ball insofar as the starting lineup is concerned, although that three spot, the small forward spot, that'll be a training camp battle, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But the concept of small ball won't go away because you'll have Jared Allen and, of course, Evan Mobley. And when Kevin Love comes off the bench, he's not a small guy. Kevin Love is 6'10". So he can play that three spot as a taller guy. So the tall ball concept isn't done. You just won't see it in all likelihood in the starting lineup.
Talking to Tim Alcorn, voice of the Cavs, looking on the social media, I guess the Cavs had a little bit of a squad link-up or a little off-season workout just sort of last week. Do you ever get involved with that or hear what's been happening with those guys just when they kind of sort of see each other after the break?
Well, this is a very tight-knit group. They really enjoy each other. There's great chemistry, and this isn't the first time throughout the off-season that this has happened. They have gotten together and worked out. I know when the Cavs were in summer league ball, they were all together out in Vegas, so they have not lost contact since the Cavs lost that second play-in game against the Atlanta Hawks. And I think the fact that they didn't advance into the playoffs has fueled them. It has motivated them. And so I think you'll see a very cohesive unit to start the season. And going back to the Donovan Mitchell trade, I thought that was a huge aspect of it, that the Cavs didn't give up any real core component, any real solid part of the group that made last year such a successful season. Colin Sexton only played 11 games last year. Abaji obviously hadn't even suited up for the Cavs, aside from summer league, which I alluded to earlier. And Lauri Markkanen, he had an up and down season. And Craig alluded to that big lineup, that tall front court, but Lauri missed a lot of games. And so I thought he was terrific when he did play, but he wasn't really the core of the group that made last year so successful. So this is a group that should come out of the blocks ready to go.
Tim Alcorn joining us this morning. You're going to be over at Abbeywood tomorrow, the 14th, from 11 to 1. It's a meet and greet with Tim Alcorn, voice of the Cavaliers. There's a delicious lunch planned for this, too. So there's a couple of reasons why they maybe want to go to Abbeywood tomorrow. Tell a little, I guess, about what those things are like when you get the chance to meet the fans or even people just curious about what's it like to go around the NBA and do the voice of a play-by-play man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. A huge thank you goes out to the folks at Abbeywood. Terry Hodgman has been a longtime partner of WEOL, first when she was at LifeCare, and now she's transitioned over to Abbeywood, and so she extended the invitation. And as you said, Bruce, delicious food. So, of course, I said yes. But, no, I'm looking forward to this. As you probably can hear in my voice, I'm really excited about this season. I'm excited about this team and the growth that they showed last year. So, yeah, for all the WEOL Morning Show listeners, if you don't have lunch plans tomorrow, head over to the Abbeywood. We'll talk some Cavs basketball. And, again, a lot of positive things to talk about. So I do know they're asking for RSVPs, so I don't have that number right here in front of me.
But of course, I have it here, 440-366. Hold on, my bifocals are failing me here at the moment. 8980, so 440-366-8980. You can call it that way. They know they.
Oh, that'll be a great time. Yep. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Maybe almost as much as you're looking forward to a Friday night, because you're going to be joining us again for what? Keystone at Wellington, the big matchup on the radio this coming Friday night.
Oh, what a backyard rivalry that is. I've been involved in a lot of the Keystone-Wellington battles and different sports, football, basketball, softball, baseball. And so when you get those two communities together, it's always a lot of fun. I know both teams have struggled early on as far as a win-loss record is concerned, but that won't diminish whatsoever the rivalry between these two schools and the communities. It's a healthy rivalry. It's very respectful. But they're going to go out and really bang some pads on Friday night, so I'm looking forward to calling that one.
See, I thought you were just about to say you've been involved in a lot of backyard rivalries, and I'm thinking, what are your neighbors getting involved with you there? I wasn't quite sure what was going on, but yeah, a lot of good fun.
It's interesting, Bruce. I now live in Westlake, and my backyard, my neighbor lives in North Olmsted. I'm right on the border. So, yes, we have our little border wars.
Well, as a former Demon, I appreciate you picking the right side of the line there. Keystone at Wellington, that's our radio game. Tim will have the call. Olmsted Falls, North Ridge will stream, too. Another good matchup. And Strongsville, Medina, that's a good battle, too. So a lot of great high school football as we work our way through the month of September. But Tim Alcorn, again, joining us this morning. And you can join Tim over at the Abbeywood again tomorrow for a lunch 11 a.m. to 1. Call the Abbeywood up at 366-8980. And just to put a reservation in for that. We appreciate your time, Tim, and we'll talk to you as the season wears on as we get closer to the tip-off for the Cavaliers' big season.
Always good to talk to you guys. Thanks.
Tim Alcorn joining us again here on WEOL.